Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, 909 on a Monday morning, live interactive show at 800-520-1067. If you're just joining us this morning, well, get good news. You've come to us at the exact right time. If you'd like to go to Disneyland, happiest place on the planet. Allie was just there this past weekend. All of their Winter Wonderland stuff is up and ready.
I got to see the tree being lit at that exact moment. I didn't even plan it, Klein.
It was a beautiful moment.
I thought
moment.
Of Omar during it because so I know jealous. You love a good tree lighting, and I hadn't even, like, I was walking by, and all of a sudden there's a crowd. I'm going, oh, no, there's a parade or something, which Omar's like, whoa, there's a parade.
Yeah.
I was like, great, now we're not going to be able to get through. And then we're like, 3, 2, 1, boom, and it was so beautiful. Oh.
There's nothing more magical than the time of year where you can see that tinsel placed so beautifully on Allie's fake wheelchair.
It wasn't mine.
It's a beautiful, nice moment for everyone to share. If you're new to the show, nice to meet you. My name's Klein. There's Allie.
Hi.
That's Jake the Nerd back there. Postmaster Johnny taking the calls feverishly right now because people really want to go to Disneyland. And I don't blame you.
Mm. Yeah, it's really nice. And they have all kinds of new foods and drinks. They have like a Thanksgiving stuffing sandwich. Everything's all like shaped like a cookie, but also a Disney character. You need to eat it.
If you want my advice, and very few people ever do, don't be a sucker and make Thanksgiving on Thursday and serve it on Thursday when it's better on Friday and Saturday. Make it like today or tomorrow and then be ready to go
with those turkey sandwiches
with the leftovers on actual Thanksgiving.
Those are way better. Yeah.
Everyone will be like, holy yes, you have basically shifted the time continuum, but for the better. And no one thinks to do it because everyone wants the pictures for the gram or that turkey and all that crap. Do that all today, tomorrow, and then I believe that turkey leftovers are at their absolute best probably 2-3 days after. And then I think 4 days they kill you.
So are you, yeah, there's a small window there. But I'm when you're serving it, are you literally just putting like microwaved containers on the table?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And you're saying, hey, this is all fresh. I did this all this week, but I know leftovers are better. So here you go. We're skipping right to the leftovers. And people will be like, whoa. Genius.
Will you pass the leftover gravy?
Absolutely, I will. That's what it's all about. If you missed the beginning of the show today, then you probably didn't hear this.
Wow, that was a long intro. Anyways, sweet dibs, double deuce, rock them panty lines, and oh my goodness, my first time calling the goat line, and just want to leave this gem to my Klein impression that I've been working on for a while, and I think it's necessary to drop this gem now because Klein's been acting like a little bitch lately.
Thank you.
Here goes nothing.
An impression of me.
That's it.
Nailed it. That's exactly what I said.
He did a few different octaves,
good.
Like different intonations, like the surprised, and then the, oh no, I'm falling,
You know, that actually was me right there.
Yeah.
You know, I had sex over the weekend, and that is
good for you.
Get a trophy.
Stop bragging.
I was in a wheelchair and you were having sex.
I'm not kidding. That's pretty much what it sounded like. I'm not kidding. My wife can confirm. And that's perfect length, too. All right. Let's say hi to... Wow, this person's day is about to get a lot better. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, who are you?
This is John from Menifee.
John? My name's Klein. There's Allie. That's everyone else. Congratulations. You're caller 20.
Damn. Awesome, man. Whoa, I can't believe I got through. Thank you.
You are.
My kid's going
to
love it.
You're going to go to Disneyland. You're going to be the hero. Four tickets. Enjoy. That's our way of saying.
Four tickets?
Oh yeah, four pack.
I believe, yeah.
Nice.
And for you, and Allie said you and three scooters. You can bring whatever you want.
Damn it.
John, hold on.
She needed it anyway.
Thanks for, thank you for waking up. If you want Allie's friend's phone number so you can bring her as well.
I'm telling you, it's the way to go, man.
Don't do what Allie did. No, that's very wrong.
I can't, dude.
Yeah, all right, a good person.
I'm married.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. You're a good man. Hold on. Thank you
for listening.
The kids
will love it.
This is called Fake Handicap, kids. Enjoy.
Put your ears on.
Thank you, Miss Kara. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, live and local, interactive. We're going to be doing that throughout most of the week. 800-520-1067 to join the show. We'll be here again tomorrow and on Wednesday. And if you missed earlier, we had a couple of finalists in America's Weirdest Relative. We'll have two more finalists tomorrow. Voting is happening right now on the Instagram. You can see it was two cousins that both made it into the finals today. One of them that flosses with their own hair after Thanksgiving dinner at the table and also apparently goes up to people and interviews them with a fake microphone at bars. And then there's the cousin that has relieved herself in a bag a few times in a car while driving, and then also in her own pants. So that's
needs to see a doctor for
that's,
sure.
That's what you can vote for today. One of them will make it into the actual finals, the face-off of the weirdest relatives on the planet. Right now, what's going on in the world? Let's find out together.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Ooh, bubble wrap.
All right, unfortunately, over the weekend, we had to say goodbye to someone who was a part of many of our childhoods, depending on where, when you grew up. One of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers has left this world. At 49 years old, Jason David Frank, who played the Green Power Ranger mainly, and he also dabbled in the White Power Ranger at times, he passed away, no cause of death given, which seems to be a growing trend nowadays, to not release any cause of death. I think before, it was like, if they don't release a cause of death, you think the worst, right? But now I think, no matter what, they're just saying no cause of death, which is really poking at people's morbid curiosity, right? Who just want to know what happened. And with a lot of these celebrity deaths, now you're never going to know.
Not just celebrity deaths. Got some sad news last week that a friend of a friend, so a mutual friend, died.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been no...
So someone your age?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when is the age that you wonder? Like, is it anything under 50?
Anything under 70, 60, I feel like foul play. Or something
well,
suspicious.
I mean, at
or
least
something
you,
like drugs or something.
You want to know yeah. what happened.
Well, usually, if it's because of something like, for instance, the guy that was dancing on top of the 18-wheeler and he got, you know, decapitated, whatever happened when he went when the 18-wheeler went under the bridge, it said very, in the headline, guy dies dancing on top of an 18-wheeler when it went under the overpass. It's like right there in the headline, no questions. But when it's, so-and-so died, of course, it's like, oh, no, that's terrible. And then usually it's like, what happened? Because you don't know, like, did they have something? Were they sick and no one knew about it? Mm-hmm. Was it a... I don't know why
well,
it matters,
sometimes
but
it is
we
like,
all need to
or a
know.
Random, like, a brain aneurysm or something. Like, you don't even know. It wasn't, like, a condition. It was just a freak thing that, like, all of a sudden it happens and then they're dead.
My mom will do this. I don't know if anyone else's moms do this, but she will call me, or randomly she'll call... And I'll say, hey, what's going on? And she'll say, do you remember that teacher you had that you always liked a lot that was nice to you when the others weren't? And I'll say, no, not really. And then she'll be, come on. They were the one that, you know, the only one that didn't say they feared for your future. And I'll be, oh, yeah, I liked that. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that guy. He was great. He's dead. And then I'll say...
Parents love delivering this person's dead news. I feel like it's the one power they have.
And then
I'll
point out that Allie said white power.
No.
She did say that. She did say that. I heard it too.
Okay.
Pull the clip.
You know what? Don't pull the damn clip. I just think that parents feel like they have some kind of a leverage in all the people that you knew and grew up with in your hometown. They feel like they're somehow in this know and they've got this little small circle where they can kind of deliver gossip where now we're in a world where most news is already out there. So this is like the last thing they have.
Yes, but my mom won't just... She turns it into like a weird, morbid game show. She'll drop the news on me that some teacher or some friend I had in third grade or that I have, you know, because I don't remember a lot
but
of this stuff.
But she'll take you down memory lane
yes,
first.
Yes, yes. And she'll say this. She'll say, like, you remember your buddy Paul that was, you always said his parents had the best snacks? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I love Paul. Oh, yeah, he's dead. And I'll say, what happened to Paul? And then she'll be like, well, do you think, she'll start like taking me down this whole, what do you think happened, you know?
And you're like,
Mom, I don't know. You just dropped a lot on me really quickly. She's like, do you think that he was having an affair and his wife caught him?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, sure, let's go with that. And she'll be like, no, it's bone cancer. And I'll be like, okay, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
By the way, the guy died from suicide. Game show.
Oh, which he guy? Did, Jake? The Power Ranger?
Power Ranger, yeah.
Oh, man, that's really
and,
sad.
And that's unfortunately so a lot of times. It feels like now when you don't hear stuff right away. People just... That
people
seems
would
to,
assume that it's drugs or suicide, right? What, if they don't say that, anything that's because what, they just want to focus on remembering and celebrating their life rather than how they died.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
Very sad.
That's a bummer.
All right, as we slowly inch closer and closer to 2023, predictions roll in on what the trends will be for the following year, and they have released some of the baby name trends, or lack thereof, for 2023.
I don't want to cut you off, Allie, but we have a woman on the phone that can speak to what we were just talking about, because
really?
This is what her job is. Hey, Teresa?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I registered death certificates.
So,
oh my God,
it's not official until you stamp it, right? So, cause of death. Right? It's what's on the certificate. That's the one that matters most. Forget about rumors. That's the one that's what people go with, right?
Correct. A death certificate has to have a cause of death on it, and if the causes are unknown or if they're questionable, the coroner will have to do an autopsy. And it takes a few weeks for the toxicology reports to come back, which is why a lot of times they'll just announce to the public the cause is unknown, because they do not know.
But if it's very apparent what it is, how long does that, like if no autopsy is needed, how long does that process take?
If it was something that the person was being seen for medically, like a heart attack or something like that, then it could be released right away. Mm-hmm. But if it's something that they do not know, then they do have to wait for the official cause. Even if they suspected that it was some kind of an overdose or something, they would have to wait for those toxicology reports to come back.
Will you promise to me right now that if I get found somewhere doing something embarrassing, like self-pleasuring with a Ziploc on my face, you will write heart attack on my death certificate? Please?
I don't write them. The actual mortuaries do.
Okay. I got to find the person.
She processes it.
I just have to approve it or not approve it.
Right. Yes. Okay, yes. I got it. Well, just
you could change some of the letters.
Yeah, don't approve. If it ever says Klein died with a sandwich bag on his face, self-pleasuring, don't approve that one until I got a better one.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be on the death certificate. It would be the medical cause.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make sure to write that in.
Don't write that in. I don't want that.
Include a butt plug, please.
Pleasuring with bag.
Just do everyone a favor. If someone goes out
sandwich bag.
Just change everything to something less embarrassing. I mean, come on.
Anyway, they predict that the name trends specifically the names that are going down in trends are Elon and Kanye. Big shocker there.
Were those popular names?
I didn't think they were, but I guess they were mildly popular, and now anybody who was even thinking of naming their baby that, it's now completely plummeted. So, yeah, I don't think they were, top 10. That's still, Emma, but I don't think anybody is naming their son or daughter or whoever Elon or Kanye anytime soon.
Next week, we're kicking off our Name Your Baby Kanye for $1K contest. We give you $1,000 if you name your baby Kanye.
No,
it starts on Monday. Get ready. Details
at
krock.com.
Not worth it.
We got to take a quick break. We are going to be right back. We got more show to get to. If you were on a first date this past weekend, we got a couple of questions for you. You can be the latest victim. Excuse me, the latest participant in Where'd You Go? How Far'd You Go? 800-520-1067. Just a couple of questions. The only questions that matter, Where'd You Go? How Far'd You Go? We'd love to meet you and hear all about your date next. If you'd like to join us, open phones now at 800-520-1067.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
K-Rock, it's Klein Alley Show. If you need us, we're here at 800-520-1067. This is no best-of situation. If you listen for more than 1 minute today, I think you would pretty much be able to determine this is not a best-of situation.
Oh,
even when we put on our quote best-ofs, it's not a best-of situation.
They're mediocre ofs.
So we're here live and interactive, and if you need us, you can reach out on the text line. You can call. You can hit us up on the DMs, Klein Alley Show, on the socials. A lot of the stuff we talked about on today's show up there for you to see the visual stimulation that goes with this fantastic radio show at Klein Alley Show, Instagram and Twitter. For now, Twitter, for now.
Mm. By the way, people are listening to us from all over and doing all kinds of different things while they're listening. 626 said, I just got done doing a polygraph for the LAPD for the second time and I failed. But I'm listening to you guys and it's making the day better.
What was it
so
for?
So curious wonder, as to what it was for. Please call us.
That's when you joined the force. My first roommate was in LAPD.
Oh, that's right. To get into the LAPD?
Yeah, they ask you like about like past drug use and a bunch of other stuff.
And they hook you up to the machine every time.
I don't know about every time. I don't know about that, but I know that you had to do that.
That's a tough one to fail. So he this person is taking it for the second time, which means what, they failed it the first time, failed it again. And that's got to be, you know, and they say it's all, I mean, when the guy was in here and strapped me to the machine, he said it's like 99, it's more than 99.99%
right,
accurate,
yeah.
But
if you're taking it for a job, too, I feel like the stress level is even higher.
Imagine if they put you on the polygraph for any job, not just a police work. But, I mean, I'm just saying, even getting any job, and you're like,
what is your weakness? I care too much. Sometimes I phone it in, and I clock in when I'm not really doing anything.
Right. I'm planning on sleeping with the boss's girlfriend. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, okay,
great.
Yeah, well, Jake was out this weekend running around talking to people, and apparently someone approached him.
He was too lucid for my taste, by the way.
What does that mean? Not drunk enough?
He's not drunk enough, yeah.
He sounds a little drunk here. I don't know. He was so shocked that he got approached because someone recognized, not him, but they recognized his dog by name. Someone went up to him and was like, is that Kibby in the backpack? And he was all excited.
That's not what happened.
Because he's trying to turn that dog into an effing star. That's why he did the Instagram.
It's really annoying.
And he's always... everything's with the dog. It's like pictures. Like, we go to SoFi. He's like, oh, let me put the dog on the field, take a picture. Steve-O comes in. Here, hold my dog. It's like, he's trying to do, he's trying to, like...
make the dog a star by putting the, yeah.
Yeah.
Dog is a star.
So, anyway, he was all excited, this woman.
I just wanted to come over and say hi, and thank you guys for making my morning so much better. I listen to you guys on podcasts, because I can't miss, like, a single minute, so...
This woman just approached you out and about. See, she missed 30%er, dude. She must have, Jake's not used to this. I mean, he's such a rarity when someone actually recognized him from this show.
Yeah, you know? I know. I thought she was coming to say hi to Kibby. She's like, no, I listen to you guys. I'm like, oh, you know who I am?
Jake was shocked. I mean,
I'm shocked.
Try not to act so shocked because it's a little pathetic for the rest of us. Like, at least be like,
oh, you want me to sign something? No.
It's the best. Are we going to take a lot of pictures? No, I just wanted to say thank you.
Thanks.
All right, what's your name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia from where?
West Covina.
Sylvia, big fan of Klein Alley Show.
Yes, and Omar and the post guy who doesn't know anything.
Post guy who doesn't know anything.
I love that.
Postmaster Johnny getting some love.
I love post guy who doesn't know anything. That's my favorite guy on the whole show.
And you and this adorable dog. Oh, my God. I love it. Rookie Boogie.
Thank you. 30%er.
Wow.
Appreciate that. If you see Jake out and about in the streets, feel free to go up and say hi to him.
Yeah.
Allie, give us
Ask for a picture and an autograph.
Give us an encore of the gayest sports highlights.
Want more gay sports?
Yeah, so this was all the things that you missed that happened, not only in the NFL, but of course she also was nice enough to include all things from the USC Trojans. You better believe when there's a Bruin-Trojan matchup, it's going to make it into the gayest sports highlights. So we'll do that, and then we will hopefully have time. I don't think we're going to have time to do it today. I really want to get to these stories. Where'd you go? How far'd you go? We may have to push that for tomorrow.
Anyway, take a listen.
This is the gay sports highlights from today. We got more show to get to after this. If you missed it earlier, here you go.
Here are the gayest sports highlights from the week.
Gay getting set, drop kick with a naked eye. That second thrust, does it do it?
Cousins, Parsons breathing on him.
Whoa! Bang, bang, bang!
Oh my goodness. Oh, take that, says Dante Fowler. Sure wish I had Maher on my fantasy.
Good snap, clean hold. Lot of land.
At their own 39, Justin Herbert continues his hot night.
One will pop out, the other will start doing a stunt with the D-line.
Here they come, and a big sack just when Green Bay needed it.
Near side is Jones. Jones jitterbugging.
Pressure from Willie Gay! And he gets in there for a big sack.
Get the Cowboys on that edge, Jim. Get them moving inside and go right toward that tight end side.
Got it up.
plenty of leg. Holmes is always trim. What a great defensive play. Quinnen Williams stuffs him.
These have been the gayest sports highlights from
loving
this
week. Stuffing, even outside of Thanksgiving.
Indeed. Quick break. Back to wrap things up after this. Just like that. We're going to get the hell out of here. Nicole Alvarez will be in a moment. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock and everything else that you can expect from Nicole Alvarez. Tomorrow we have more tickets to Disneyland. We'll keep doing that for you. Get you more tickets to the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas and your final few spots available for our Pizza in a Band number 5 with the 1975 pizza from Joe's Pizza. Very excited about that. If you haven't had Joe's yet, you will not be disappointed. All right, takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
All right, 818, my takeaway is that Postmaster Johnny is almost as good of an event narrator as Morgan Freeman.
Almost the same. It's beautiful.
And I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
And then he was like, whoa.
Whoa.
And then I was like, dude.
Bruh. I couldn't believe it, bruh.
818, my takeaway is that anytime I read that Klein dies, I'll assume he died by self-pleasuring while choking himself with a plastic bag.
All right, that's not what's going to happen. Heart attack, guys. Just remember.
714.
Heart attack.
My takeaway is that anal leakage can lead to concert tickets.
Could happen.
How did that? Mm-hmm.
I think it was from the aunt. You know, it's funny. I was just reading some of the early votes for the America's Weirdest Relative, and today's battles between two cousins, the one that uses their hair to floss after Thanksgiving and the one that has gone number two on themselves a few times. And someone said anyone in an emergency situation could do the number two thing, but it takes a real odd person to consistently floss with their own hair.
Yeah.
So if we're looking for weirdest relative, I think you need to keep that in mind while voting. Voting is happening now on the socials. You can also get us your thoughts on the GOAT line, that number 844-956-GOAT. All right, we're out of here. Your takeaway, quickly. Jake the Nerd, what do you got?
That we're number two with people going into and coming out of jail.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Appreciate that. First call out of jail, always make it to us. Omar, your takeaway.
I was going to say the same thing.
Right. Isn't that the worst? I hate that. You're like, think of something else. I have nothing.
Allie, what do you got?
I have nothing.
Mine
nothing.
Is that homelessness will solve itself.
That's right. Problem's going to solve itself right there.
Who knew?
Takeaway
Karen Bass has nothing to do.
Is Allie in a hover round is really just future Allie. So get ready for that.
Damn it.
We will see
I
guys
wasn't in the hover round.
Tomorrow,
really.
Have a great rest of your day. Nicole Alvarez will be in here in just a moment. 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock starts.
The world famous K-Rock. Klein Allie Show.
K-R-O-Q.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.